Time now to take five for your community. Take five for your community in service of the Edley Mortuary, caring for you when you need the care the most. And today we have Mark Hill with us, making his media rounds, getting everyone set for the Big Spirit of Vincennes Rendezvous coming up Memorial Day weekend this weekend. Hi, Mark.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in today. Always appreciate the visit and always look forward to the Vincennes Rendezvous. A special year this year, 40th anniversary for this thing.
Yeah, that and the Bicentennial together have made this a special event. And so we're trying to do a couple of things differently this year. One of the things we're going to do is have expanded hours on Saturday. So usually we run 9 to 6, but this year we'll run 9 to 9. And at 8 o'clock that evening, we'll have our first ever night battle, which will be kind of a cool thing.
That is neat.
And it won't be pitch black, but it'll be dark enough that you'll see those cannon differently than you normally see them. We're also going to have four instead of two fife and drum corps. So before the final battle, we'll have a big parade of all the music and the flags that all the different troops carry. And then we'll also have some dragoons with horses for the first time. So we're going to have horses on the battlefield ahead of the battle, kind of scouting out, kind of flushing out the troops. So some interesting things for people. If they've not seen the battle, this would definitely be the year to see it.
You know, there's so much rich history in Vincennes, and you bring it back every year, basically taking you back to the 18th century.
Correct. We try to represent the time period from the founding of Vincennes in 1732 up to the time of William Henry Harrison and in this case, the year of Indiana statehood. So, and that's another special event that we have going on this year. We have the Indiana Constitution on display next door at the Old Cathedral Library. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of opportunity for people in this area to see the Constitution. It's traveling to Vincennes over the next 3 weeks from today through June the 5th. And during the rendezvous, the library will be open 9 to 4 so people can come in and see it, see the first state flag, see the second constitution, and a number of other artifacts that are in that unique library. So we encourage people to not only see the rendezvous, but visit the other historical sites in the community.
So much rich history. You know, you definitely want to bring the kids to this because besides the history they can learn about, you've got lots of activities for the kids.
Definitely. We have our own children's area. We have a storyteller. We teach children how to barter. And the French Commons is where people traded their wares back in the colonial period. So children learn how to do that. They can learn children's games, dress up. And then we also have, of course, the famous Budabi brothers, the jugglers that are well known for all the people that come to the rendezvous, and they juggle anything from sticks to fire and knives, and are really a crowd favorite.
You know, thousands and thousands of people. We're talking from all of southwestern Indiana, but really from all over the country come back to make this happen. It is a huge weekend for Vincennes.
We really do bring reenactors from, as you mentioned, all over the country. We have people come from as far west as Texas and far east as North Carolina. And it's a word of mouth kind of event, you know, so these merchants and traders and soldiers know each other from other events, and they say, hey, this is a great place to come and want to come back each year. And the soldiers that come from the Northwest Territory Alliance come from about a six-state area. So we have people that come from Wisconsin and Minnesota and Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, to reenact what it was like during the colonial period. And they particularly like this battlefield because it was an actual revolutionary site.
And they've really put their heart and soul into this, and these guys truly live the roles this whole
weekend. They really do. You know, the men, women, and children that encamp there stay in period clothing throughout the weekend, and they take on a persona and really teach people that history as they walk through the camp. And even the children are a throwback to what it was like during that period of time.
And the food. The food is what really, besides all this great history, you got to have the food at the time.
Absolutely. You know, the food is definitely the draw for the locals. And we have crick fried taters and corn cooked over the open fire. And we have buffalo burgers and turkey legs, shish kebab, any particular meat product you can imagine is for sale there. We have 20 local non-for-profit and church groups that provide that. And again, we do as best as we can to cook that authentically for the public.
And for those that have never went to this, and I can't imagine why not, we're talking about by the George Rogers Clark Memorial, the French Commons there in Vincennes. best way to get there, probably?
Come in, if you're coming over from this part of the world, you know, you just come in on 50 and come straight through town. There are directional signs that tell you how to get there. Probably the easiest street to come in is on Willow Street, which would be the last exit off of 41. And that takes you straight into that that area. Parking there in a really large field is relatively inexpensive, $3. And then we have public gate attendance is $10 adult daily and $2 for children, 5 to 12. Under 5 is free. And in this area, at all financial institutions, you can buy a button, which is for $9, and that's good for both days of the event.
And if they want more information, you got a website set up?
Absolutely, www.spiritofincense.org.
Spiritofincense.org. It's the complete schedule of events. So much going on, and we've just scratched the surface. Our guest is Mark Hill from the Vincense Rendezvous. Make plans to attend this historic 40th year for the Vincense Rendezvous and the bicentennial year as well. Mark, anything in the closing seconds here?
You know, I just say come out and have a great time, because we can feed you, we can entertain you, and you won't go away hungry or bored.
That summed it up right there. Mark Hill, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Take Five for your community, a service of the Ed Lee Mortuary in Washington, caring for you when you need the care the most.